From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The planes targeted two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The government's Sana News Agency, meanwhile, is reporting rebel shelling on government-controlled districts in the western part of Aleppo. They say there at least 4 people were killed and 14 wounded. Earlier Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, under intense Western criticism for Russia's military role in Syria, canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their upcoming meeting focus solely on Syria. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in Kartasakhi area, while 2 others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. The rebels are thought to be responsible for the recent attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll and experts giving her an 86% chance of winning the election, top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Miami and spoke about climate change. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, who won the popular vote in 2000 but lost in the Electoral College, spoke at the event.
Your vote really, really, really counts a lot. You can consider me as an Exhibit A of that group.
Clinton called global warming a real and urgent problem and said the U.S. can take the lead in addressing it. The U.N.'s top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warned Tuesday about a political situation in Congo. Margaret Bashir takes a look.
The head of the U.N. mission in the DRC, Mama Sambo Sidiku, told the U.N. Security Council that the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis with deepening political polarization and no immediate resolution in sight.
Actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends.
Congo's constitution limits the president to 2 terms, which President Joseph Kabila will complete on December 19th. But the Independent National Electoral Commission has said elections cannot take place until 2018, citing technical difficulties. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the world of overheating. The company announced earlier in the day it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised customers to stop using the device. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. Economist Max Wolf is with the Manhattan Venture Partners.
So Apple shares are up today by 2 or 3%, just as Samsung's down by another 8% this morning because people are moving to the Plus series, so the 7S Plus, the 7 Plus, or the 6S Plus, and we're going to see HTC and Huawei and Lenovo pick up business. What it really means is people will fill this void, and it will hurt one of the most unique product areas for Samsung, which they invented. And so we're going to see lots of business move. And the question is, does it come back ever and how quickly?
Max Wolf. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.